Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Danger Down the River. Want to start your day off with a song? Then you want to start your day off with Rice Krispies. The instant you pour milk or cream over these little light puffs of rice, they break into their familiar song, Snap, Crackle, Pop, to tell you how crisp they are. No other breakfast cereal sings like Rice Krispies. No other breakfast cereal tastes like Rice Krispies. Why not wake up to Rice Krispies' happy music tomorrow? Snap, crackle, pop. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles, in addition to their job of upholding the law, gave aid to the builders of the West as well. But they never thought that a simple trip with a surveying party would turn up a storm of gun smoke and danger down the river.
Badge that I'd get into all sorts of things. I've chased butterflies, driven stagecoaches, fought Indians, climbed mountains, and even run a ladies' dress shop.
Yep, there's more to our job than just chasing owl hoots, Jingle.
Yeah, there sure is. But what are we getting into this time? How come we're going for a boat ride down the river?
It's more than just a boat ride. You see, Thunder River has never been explored before. So the government is sending out an engineer to find out what's down in those deep canyons.
And we have to ride herd on this tenderfoot to see that he doesn't get his feet wet or lose his scalp to the Indians, huh?
That's about it. It's all part of the job. Oh, about job.
Hold it, Joker. Hold it.
Oh, we're right on time, Jingles, and so's the train.
Well, we ought to celebrate. That's the first time I can remember that the Tonopah, Tidewater, and Bullfrog Valley Railroad ever got a train through on time.
Not many people getting off, either. We shouldn't have any trouble spotting our man.
So, what's his name, Bill?
Hummingbird.
Hummingbird?
That's what it says in the letter. Dr. Percy D. Hummingbird, professor of engineering at Peabody College.
Percy D. Hummingbird? Well, dip my beak in a honeysuckle vine. He better not use that name around here. Some of our leading citizens will drop dead from laughing at it.
Well, he might have a funny name, Jingles, but he's supposed to be one of the best men in the country when it comes to making maps.
Well, maybe so. Well, there's old Charlie Toogood getting off. There's Lem Steedfinger. The only one I don't know is that little gent in the white coat.
That must be Doc Hummingbird. Come on, Jingles.
I'm going to have to talk to that boy before we start down Thunder River in a rowboat, Bill.
How do you do, gentlemen? Can you tell me where I can find Marshal Wild Bill Hickok?
That's probably the easiest question I'll get from you.
I'm Marshal Hickok. Are you Dr. Hummingbird?
Yes. Well, how fortunate to meet you so soon.
Well, we were waiting for you, Doc. I'm Jingles, Bill's deputy.
Oh, well, how do you do, Jingles? I'm very happy to know you. Would you two mind doing me a favor?
Not at all, Doctor.
Well, out here in the informality of the West, I'm afraid that my name and title might seem a little out of place.
Yes, they might.
That's putting it mildly.
Well, now then, back east, I have a nickname, and perhaps you'd use that.
You've got a nickname?
What is it, Doctor?
Well, my family calls me Butch.
Butch, huh? Well, that's fine with us, isn't it, Jingle?
Butch is a lot better than Dr. Percy Hummingbird.
What do you want to do first?
Well, first of all, Wild Bill, I'd like to look at the boat.
All right, fine. We'll drop your luggage at the hotel and go on down the river.
Well,
Doc. I mean, Butch. 18 feet long of solid pine. She'll just go through those rapids of fine.
Oh, yes, it looks like a fine boat, Jingles, but we'll need a good strong boat in those rocky rapids.
Sounds like you've done some river exploring before.
Oh, that's my business.
Well, you're up against a tough one this time. That Thunder River is nothing to fool around with.
You know something, Doc? He's right about that.
What's that? Who are you?
Doesn't matter who I am, but I spent a lot of time on this river. I don't think you're very smart to go exploring down in them canyons.
We'll be going along with the doctor, stranger. I don't think you have to worry about us.
No, we'll do all the worrying that's necessary.
I still say you'd be smart if you forget the whole trip.
Oh, but we cannot do that. It's very important that we find out what's in those canyons.
Maybe so. But you'll find it a lot healthier if you don't try to find out.
I don't know who you are or who you're working for. But that sounded like a threat to me, and I don't like to be threatened.
I guess I'll have to make it real plain, Hickok. I'll give you a little sample of what'll happen if you go like this.
Watch him, Bill!
I'm watching him.
I'll hammer some sense into you.
You just keep trying.
Knock him over this way, Bill, and let me poke him back.
Here he comes.
Good shot. Here he comes back.
Hold it, boy. Hold it. Hold it. We got him rocky. All right. You had enough, mister?
Yeah, for now.
Well, that was a pretty silly play, starting a fight with Bill.
Not half as silly as the one you'll make if you start down that river.
But what's wrong with our going down the river?
Ain't water down there. And if you go, there won't be none of you coming back alive.
You'd better go on back and tell whoever sent you that we're starting down the river tomorrow morning. And we'll be ready for any trouble that comes our way.
Okay, I'm going. And if it's trouble you want, you'll get plenty.
Ooh-wee, he's a nasty sort of a sidewinder, ain't he?
He sure is, and he means business. You still want to make the trip, Doc?
Well, of course I do, Bill. Even though it looks like we'll meet a few things, I can't draw on a map.
Attaboy, Doc. No wonder your family calls you Butch. We'll start out in the morning, and we'll figure on finding plenty of white water and gun smoke.
You know, Charlie, when you camp out on the range, there's nothing better than air tights to keep food.
Why, they... Hey, cool your fire a minute there, Slim. What in tarnation are air tights?
Oh, shucks, you know, Charlie. Tins and such to keep your food in so they'll stay fresh till you open them up.
Would you call a Kellogg's Rice Krispies box an airtight?
Hadn't thought of it that way, Charlie, but I reckon you sure could. That box is like an airtight, because what it really does is seal in those little toasted rice puffs so moisture is kept from them. And even after you open a box of Rice Krispies, they stay fresh and crisp. Right, Charles?
Well, I've never poured milk or cream over a bowl of Rice Krispies without getting an answer. Soon as that milk or cream hits those golden Rice Krispies, they start their little chant, snap, crackle, pop, to let you know they're just as crisp as the day they left Battle Creek.
And when you add your favorite fruit or berries, fresh, canned, or frozen, it don't make a particle of difference. You'll be letting yourself in on some of the best breakfast eating you ever had. Golly, just talking about that talking cereal gets my appetite up.
So why not do yourself a good turn, partner? Ask your mom after the show if she'll set a big bowl of Rice Krispies out for you tomorrow morning. Tell her you want the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Disregarding threats from a stranger who met them at the riverbank, Wild Bill and Jingles and Dr. Hummingbird started down the rapids and canyons of Thunder River, little knowing that death was being planned for them before their trip was over.
Here we are, boy. Easy now. There's Stormy waiting for me. Oh, boy.
Hi, Blake. How's the civilian party coming on the river?
They're doing better than I thought they would, Stormy. They got through two of the toughest rapids, and they're about 10 miles above our hideout.
Well, that's not so good. We can't count on the river to kill them off. We'll have to do it ourselves.
It's all right with me. I got a big debt to settle with that Hickok.
Just don't try to do it with your fists like you did the last time.
Why should I? Tomorrow they'll come sailing down into Marble Canyon and run right into the perfect trap.
Yeah, those rapids are so big they'll have to let their boat down through them with ropes.
That's right. And while they're working away down in the steep canyon, We'll be up in the cliff with a bundle of dynamite.
Well, all I can say is we'd better not miss. If Hickok gets down the river as far as our hideout and finds our secret trail, he'll have the answer to where a lot of hold-up money has been going for the last year.
He'll never get that far. Hickok and Jingles and that little professor are going to end their trip tomorrow in Marble Canyon.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. Lad, hey, Bill, this is kind of fun.
Keep your eyes open, Jingles. Those Jaspers haven't made their play yet, and it's liable to come any time.
We're coming to some more rapids, too, Jingles. I can hear them getting louder.
You just keep drawing your pictures and making your notes, Doc. We'll get you through the rapids.
The canyon's getting steep. That water's liable to be pretty rough in there.
Maybe we'd better pull into shore and look it over before we start through, Bill.
Good idea. All right, let's head for shore, Jingles.
Maybe we could explore a little before we run the rapids. I'd like to study the flora and fauna.
I got an Aunt Flora back in East Sidelia, but I don't know anybody named Fauna.
Doc wants to study plants and animals, Jingles.
Oh, well.
Hey, yes, you see, when we're exploring new territory, we make notes on indigenous forms of life, as well as geologic and topographical characteristics.
You do, huh? Well, you go ahead and do whatever you said, and I'll run the boat. Where shall I pull her in, Bill?
Pull in by that big rock, and we'll take a look downstream, Jingles.
Grab a hold, Bill.
I got it.
Now I can see the rapids with my telescope, Bill.
How do they look?
Oh, my, they're pretty rough and rocky, and the canyon's very narrow. I'd say they're by far the most dangerous yet.
Then we'd better get out the long rope. We'll line the boat through. No sense in taking any chances when we've come this far.
No, sir. Thunder River's bigger than I am and tougher than I am. And I ain't going to fool around with it. There's somebody shooting at us.
It came from up on the cliff.
Bill, look. Two men up there.
Yeah, I see them. And I'll bet one of them's the gent that told us not to make this trip.
Well, they sure got us trapped. Cliffs on both sides of us. Rapids in front of us and Thunder River piling down behind us.
They're not doing any more shooting. Evidently, they just wanted to let us know that they were up there.
Well, take a look through that spyglass, Doc, and see what they're up to.
Hey, all right, Jingles, I will. Just a moment. Yes, there they are.
Well, I know where they are. What are they doing?
They have some kind of a small bundle. It looks like sticks.
Sticks? What kind of sticks?
It's a bundle of dynamite.
Dynamite? They really figured to get rid of us.
Bill, what are we going to do? There's no way out of this canyon but up.
If they drop that dynamite on us, we'll go up. Oh. Faster than we want to.
They're lighting the fuse, Bill.
We've got one chance, Jingles. Hold onto that rock with one hand and get a Colt in the other.
And shoot them before they throw it.
You hear it, Carl?
Blast it before it gets down to us, Jingles.
I see it.
Right. Hey, Doc, Jingles, you all right?
I guess so, Bill. I am sort of shaken up, though.
How about you, Jingles? Say something, partner.
I can see you talking, but I can't hear you very well.
I said, are you all right?
Huh? No, I ain't all right. I'm shell-shocked, dizzy in the head. My ears ain't working very good, and I'm madder than a singed bobcat at them two lizards up there. Where did they go?
They didn't go anywhere. We're drifting down into the rapids.
Well, give me the oars, Bill. I'll get us back into the bank.
You'll have to hurry, Jingles. The current's getting faster.
Dad, blame it. Now they're shooting at us again. They just ain't sociable.
They don't want you to start rowing, Jingles. They'd rather have us go on into the rapids.
I've never been in such a spot in my life. Can't stop, can't go back, can't go ahead. All the time those varmints keep taking pot shots. Well, Hickok, do something.
All right, hand me that rifle, Doc.
All right, here you are, Bill.
Well, I make them at least duck for cover, Bill.
Yeah, they ducked all right.
If Bill hadn't been shooting from a boat that's sunfishing like a locoed bronc, they might not be alive to duck.
Can you get to shore now, Jingles?
I don't think so, Bill. We're just going faster and faster.
All right, we're going to have to take our chances with the rapids then. Sorry we got you into this, Doc.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Bill. I just want to thank you and Jingles for saving my neck so far.
Doc, you old Flora Hunter, you. I think I'll have to start calling you Butch from here on out myself.
I'll go along with that, but let's get ready for trouble.
Yeah.
Jingles and I'll row. Butch, you stay up there in front and watch the rocks.
Not that we can do much about it. We just want to know what we're going to hit.
If we do hit a rock or the boat turns over, swim for the shore on the other side. Looks like the current will be swinging over that way.
Okay, Bill, but stop stalking and start rowing. Here we go. Woo! Felt like we rolled right off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah. Pull to the right. Keep walking.
Oh, Jingles. I ain't pulling, Bill. Wow, I'm bad I missed that one.
There's plenty more. Now keep her straight or we'll turn over.
I took that whole way right in the face.
I got my share of it, too. Keep pulling.
Bill, look out.
And the rock, Bill. We're not going to miss.
Pull hard.
Hang on.
Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, yippee, 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 come a tie, yippee, yippee.
Ah, I really like your brand of music, Slim.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. That's bunkhouse music. And a cowpoke's music rides right along with him when he's out on the range, keeping him company when he's got only his horse to talk to, who can't talk back.
Well, now, maybe that's one reason why so many wranglers like Rice Krispies in their cereal bowls in the morning. Here's a cereal that keeps you company.
That's right. You just pour on milk or cream and Rice Krispies start talking to you, telling you how crisp and good tasting a breakfast you're going to have. That snap, crackle, and pop music really sets me right for the day. How about you, Charlie?
Well, now, you know I'm not one to turn down a bowl of Rice Krispies, ever. Why, sometimes I have a couple of bowls of those crisp Rice Krispies at one sitting.
And you know, Wranglers, Rice Krispies not only taste good, but they're good for you, too.
So why not set your sights on a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow morning? Or maybe tonight before you climb into your bunk. That's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world. Deep in the canyons of Thunder River, Wild Bill, Jingles, and the Doctor escape from a deadly dynamite trap, only to find their boat pulled out into the swift current and sent smashing down into the dangerous rapids of Marble Canyon.
Now, pull hard, Jingles!
Pull what?
I got my head jammed under a seat and both oars are stuck under the back of my shirt.
You hear that, Jingles? I'll help you.
Get him out, Doc. We're going to need all the beef we can get on these oars.
I'm loose now. Wait till I get set again now.
Oh, look, look. The end of the rapids.
I haven't got time to look.
Butch is right, partner. We're coming to the end of it.
Well, it can't be too soon for me. I wish we're at the end of this dad blame Thunder River. I'm going to climb out of this boat the next time it hits dry land, and I ain't never going closer to water than a bathtub from here on out.
It looks to me like the canyon widens out just around that bend, Bill.
It sure does. We'll pull in there and see how much damage is done.
Good. I want to count my ears. We hit that big rock, it felt like I tore off at least one.
What if you count them and find you have three, Jingles?
Huh? Now you stick to your flora and fauna, Butch, and leave the jokes to me.
Pull in over here, Jingles, right by that little beach.
Okay, Bill.
Bill, look. A house.
It sure is. You see it, Jingles?
I see it, but I don't believe it. This is an unexplored canyon. The only way to get to it is to come down the river and you say, there's a house over there. It ain't true.
You see the stone walls and the smoke coming out of the chimney?
I do.
See that trail coming down the little canyon?
I do.
See the front porch and the shingles on the roof?
I do. But there ain't no house there, Bill. It's absolutely impossible.
All right, run the boat in under the trees where it'll be out of sight. I think maybe we found the reason why those owl hoots didn't want us coming down the river.
Bill, you mean this might be a hideout for those two renegades?
It might be. Now I want to know who lives in this house.
Renegade. Now there's a word I'll have to remember. Halt, you renegade. Hand over that money you stole from the bank. Sounds pretty good.
Still say there's no house, Jinx?
Yeah, that's a mirage or something.
All right. What do you say we walk up and knock on the door of the mirage? Keep your gun handy just in case a ghost steps out and starts spanning a six-gun.
Yes, well, maybe I should have a gun, Bill.
Sure, Butch, here, take one of mine.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my. Heavy, isn't it?
Sure it's heavy. But when you run into some of the owl hoots Bill and I meet, you'll wish you were packing a 500-pound cannon.
Here we are, Jingles. You go ahead and knock.
I still don't believe it.
What do you think now?
Pretty solid mirage, ain't it?
It doesn't seem to be anybody home.
I guess they haven't got back from trying to dynamite us out of that canyon. What do you say we go in?
Well, what do you know? There's mail sacks, express boxes, money bags. They never thought anybody would find this place.
Yeah, look here on the table. A wanted poster for Stormy Johnson and Todd Blake. We've run under the answer to a lot of robbers, Jingles.
You mean bandits?
The worst kind of bandits, Butch. Robbers and killers.
Hold it. I hear horses.
Uh-oh. They're walking into the trap this time. You better take cover, Butch, before the gun smoke gets so thick you can't find your way out the front door.
Wait till they get in the door, then we're going to jump them.
When Hickok blasted that dynamite, I thought we was done for. But the river took care of them for us.
Yeah. Once I saw them go into those rapids, I quit worrying about them.
You quit worrying too soon, Blake.
Oh, get your hands up!
Ask them, Blake!
Well, one with a hole in his shoulder, one with a slice out of his arm. And look, another bullet tore off his shirt. Hey, wait a minute. Who fired the third shot?
Well, I'm afraid I did, Jingles. I saw the big one go for his gun, and so I let him have it. Isn't that the right expression?
That's good enough, Butch.
For a professor with a name like Dr. Percy D. Hummingbird, you're getting to be a Westerner real fast, Butch. Hey, by the way, what does the D stand for?
Well, I'm afraid it stands for a Dinwiddie, Jingles.
Not with me, it don't. As far as I'm concerned, D stands for dynamite.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Monday, Andy and I'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you. So, hope to see you then.
We sure do, kids, because this one's packed full of excitement and danger. We call it a letter of warning.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Say, why not choose variety for tomorrow? Yes, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack. There are 10 generous servings, 10 fresh-packed-to-you individual servings of your favorite Kellogg's cereals in Kellogg's Variety Pack. Why, there's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, there's Rice Krispies, and Sugar Frosted Flakes or Sugar Pops, and many other delicious kinds, too. Tomorrow, have the Tuesday special Kellogg's Variety Pack with 10 delicious individual servings of Kellogg's cereals to choose from. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard McNair, Ralph Moody, and Charlie Long. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild Bill Hickok!